to pick him off of the recycling one?
Hi, it's Nick. Would you have Jamie Dumphy come in?
You ready?
Yes.
I want to ask you a question.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is the Thursday, August 3rd, 2017 afternoon session of the Portland City Council. Carla, please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Here.
Udaly?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Wheeler?
Here. I'm going to shorten this today. We've got a big agenda, and I'll probably be reiterating it later. We're all here. People want to be heard. Everybody should be respectful. If people are testifying, let's not interrupt them. If the council is deliberating, let's not interrupt the council while the council is deliberating. Anybody who's disruptive of other people's testimony, well, that's just rude. Please don't do it. And if you continue to do it, we'll have to have you leave. And if we ask you to leave and you don't, well, then you might get arrested for trespassing. And I'm sure we all agree nobody wants to have that happen. So let's all just do our thing and let everybody be heard. If you're signed up for public testimony today, you just come up to the microphone when Carla calls your name, and there's a little light on the box. It'll light up 30 seconds before your testimony is completed, and you'll hear a beep, and then there's a red light and even louder beeps when your time is up. We do ask you to state your name for the record. We don't need your full address. If you're a lobbyist, we are required to know that information. If you're here representing an organization, that's helpful too. We have a couple of kids here today. That's cool. It's nice to see you. How are you guys doing? Thanks for coming to the City Hall. It's exciting. All right, so with all that, first item, please, 868.
Appoint Ben Bortolazzo to the Planning and Sustainability Commission for a term to expire August 31, 2021.
So this is exciting. About a month ago, we appointed the new youth commissioner to the Planning and Sustainability Commission, and today we have an appointment for the last current vacancy on the commission. As with all regular PSC appointments, this position is designated as a four-year term with the possibility of being reappointed for a second four-year term. Ben Bortolazzo is my recommendation for this position. If confirmed, he'll begin his term on the PSC on September 1st with a term end date of August 31st, 2021. And Susan's going to make some introductory comments first. We're going to embarrass you a little bit. How's that?
Sounds good.
Excellent.
So, good afternoon, Mayor, Council. Susan Anderson, Director of the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. We're really excited that the Mayor has chosen to recommend Ben to join the Planning and Sustainability Commission.
Susan, could you hold one sec?
Sure.
This is such an important part of our hearing. I want to make sure it's on TV because we're not getting anything on our screens.
Yeah, we're working up here, so.
You are showing something?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's just not on our screens?
I think so. I'll check the internet.
Just want to make sure that our honored guests.
Oh, yeah, my monitor was turned off.
I'll make sure our honored guest and his father are on TV today. So,
so our honored guest's father, whose name is Ben, leads the planning and design team for OTAC, a local firm here in Portland. OTAC's known for its, I'd say, its multidisciplinary approach of bringing together engineers and architects and landscape and planners all together. Ben's the director of planning and design. He's worked in a multitude of places and creates really engaging, dynamic, successful projects and plans really all over the United States. He began his studies in Venice. I wish I had began my studies in Venice, earning an architecture degree, and went on to earn a master's in architecture and urban design from the University of Washington. Ben will definitely bring some quality design and community engagement experience to the Planning and Sustainability Commission. As many of you remember, the PSC is a diverse group of 11 individuals. They volunteer many, many, many hours each month reviewing plans and policies that affect land use and all sectors of our community. Each PSC member brings a particular set of knowledge and talents and experience from architecture to transportation to economic development. We have folks who are housing specialists, environmental education specialists. This is different than most cities. Most cities, their planning commissions are generally comprised of people who are a part of the development industry. In Portland, our Planning and Sustainability Commission embraces a much broader approach. I'm personally very happy that Ben's going to join the commission. I think he'll provide a lot of value and a lot of knowledge and some great perspective. I know he's very passionate about the city here, and his kids wanted to come along and say hello. So.
Very cool. Hey, Ben, maybe you could just take a minute or two and tell us a little bit about yourself and why you wanted to serve on the PSC.
Sure. Well, thank you for the wonderful introduction. Mayor, commissioners, thank you for allowing me the opportunity to serve the community through this role in the Planning and Sustainability Commission. I was born in Italy, where influenced by some of the world's most known public spaces. I studied architecture and urban design. I met my wife, Katie, who's here in the audience today, while at the University of Washington, after which we moved to Italy. When my wife and I moved to Portland from Italy about 12 years ago, we deliberately chose to live in Portland, a decision that was driven in part by Portland's livability, walkability, and great public realm. We now have three children, Angelo, who's here, Teo, and Francesca, who's cheering from the audience. We live in Southeast in the Woodstock neighborhood, and we love our neighborhood, and every day we get to reap the benefits of a well-thought-out city. Experiencing the benefits of great city planning in Europe and here in Portland inspired me to apply for a seat on the Portland's Planning and Sustainability Commission. I would like to offer my diverse and unique professional skill set in stewardship of Portland's legacy and to help shape the city's future, building upon the positive direction that's already been set by our predecessors. I'm passionate about urban form and urban design that contributes to creating a sense of place. Having grown up in Italy, I'm very familiar with places that are frequently regarded as humanly scaled, that are memorable, and encourage people interaction. My academic and professional expertise spans the fields of architecture, urban design, and planning. And I consider myself a generalist and a big picture thinker. And I trust these skills match the Planning and Sustainability Commission's mission of stewardship, development, and maintenance of the city's long-range plans. I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have or hear about any ideas or guidance you may have.
Colleagues, any questions or comments? Commissioner Fish?
Ben, you mentioned that you have spent a lot of time in Italy. My wife and I spent our honeymoon in Italy, Rome, Venice, and Florence. Where did your family live, and what was your experience?
Northeast near Venice, a small town called Bassano da Grappa, which is right at the edge of the Alps. So northeastern part of Italy, northwest of Venice. I went to school in Venice, actually.
Very cool. Is there any public testimony on this item, Carla?
No one else signed up for this
I'll
one.
I'll entertain a motion, colleagues.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Fritz to accept the report. Colleagues, any further comments? Please call the roll.
Saltzman.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bortolazzo, for your willingness to serve. It is a very time-consuming job, so we appreciate your willingness. And I want to... Well, Don, I want to acknowledge former Planning and Sustainability Commission Don Hanson, who's in the audience, who I think also works for OTAC. So Don's probably spilled the beans about the lot of time you spend on this commission. But we appreciate it, and it does serve us well. We rely heavily on the advice and recommendations of the Planning and Sustainability Commission, though we don't always accept them, but we do rely heavily on them. Aye.
You Daly.
Congratulations, and thank you for your service. Aye.
Fritz.
I served for 7 years on the Planning Commission before it became the Planning and Sustainability Commission, and I really appreciate your willingness to serve and also your family's willingness to let you serve, because it's certainly a lot of extra time that you wouldn't be home for dinner and those kinds of things. So thank you to the whole family. Aye.
Fish.
Yeah, I was thinking, I have a 13-year-old home. You have three young children, so that's going to be a lot of balancing. So thank you very much for taking on this assignment. Also, we should note that OTAC has been a great partner of the city in a lot of the work that we've done. I remember when I was the housing commissioner, OTAC was a key partner in building housing and providing professional services. And I think all of us here at one time or another have gotten robust advice from Nozad Othman about something involving the city's future. So congratulations, and thank you for taking this on. Aye.
Thank you.
Wheeler.
Well, I'm obviously thrilled, Ben, that you're willing to step up, and it's great to see your family here and sharing in this. Speaking a little more broadly, we're very, very lucky that you will be joining a commission that has some really great people on it. And I think it's terrific. We're all in a city where we can attract such talent to come in and be part of the public process and help this council and help this city on what's obviously a very important function that we provide. So thanks to you, thanks to your family. The report is accepted and the appointment is approved. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.